So, Mark, we asked a couple other sort of related questions concerning sort of the longer-term treatment of patients presenting with metastatic adenocarcinoma of the faculty. So one, as we go back to a 60-year-old patient, as we were talking about before, gets carboplatin Bev and then has progressive disease. And it looks like most people here would either use your PEM or erlotinib. And actually, Mark, that was one of the questions about the role of erlotinib in EGFR wild disease. What about the decision at this point? How do you make it?
In this case here, you know, I do think PEM or erlotinib are reasonable options in both. They're obviously different drugs. You know, I frankly think that there is a role in wild-type EGFR for the use of erlotinib. I interpret the data as the impact of EGFR TKI is every bit as it is for cytotoxic chemotherapy. So I think that there's a choice in that particular arena.
Corey?
Yeah, I think we've lost the narrative to some extent. We've focused so much on mutations, we forget that BR21, which led to the approval of erlotinib, was an unselected population, largely wild-type EGFR, and at least against placebo showed a significant survival advantage. So this is yet another tool in our therapeutic armamentarium.
And remember, the survival in the wild-type patients in the Saturn trial was positive for maintenance erlotinib too. So it wasn't driven by the mutants, it was driven by the wild-type patients.